So if a woman has an idea, or a girl, or a young boy has an idea that's creative and different, or they want to express themselves and it's maybe something you didn't want to hear, instead of punishing them with your words, listen to it and be compassionate. So, yeah, it's cool. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. So I was interested when you told me you wanted to speak about women empowerment. That's something that I really thought it's inspirational, and a lot of women need to know that. So what can you really say about, like, explain to them, what does women empowerment really mean?
Yeah, so there's a lot that it can mean, right? When I tell people that, I have had some other jobs before I decided to just go out on my own and focus on, right now I mentor women and I do a lot of like social innovation or business branding and business design with people. But when I tell people that I do women's empowerment coaching and women's empowerment mentoring, a lot of people, men especially, tend to look at me with like the skeptical look of, I must be a feminist and I must be this angry, harsh, awful woman. And then women get confused because they never know like what angle you're coming at, right? So I think as a female talking about women's empowerment, there are a couple of paths. And one is getting in tune with your femininity and your womanhood, and the other is getting angry and playing the role of victim to get mad at the world around you instead of owning what's inside of you to really be a strong, authentic leader in the world. And when I say leader, it doesn't have anything to do with title or like the, how elevated you are within a company or a community. It's all about how good are you to yourself and other people. And are you creating a pathway in the world for other people to follow you as a positive, strong, positive role model? So talking about women's empowerment is really about agency. So I appreciated in your last episode, you made a comment about whatever you need to do, it's up to you to do it. And most of the time you can find those resources and those tools within you. Sometimes you need help organizing it to move. But you've got what it takes. You just have to do the work.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, I hope that made sense.
It does make sense. So what role can us as male figures do in the, like, the concept of women empowerment? Because sometimes it's like the women have, like, it's both self-esteem and looking at the male figures as if, how can I put it? The male figures sometimes put pressure on females to make them feel as if they don't have a specific role in the society, as if they're not necessary. So what role can us as male figures do to improve that?
Well, I think a couple of things come to my mind immediately. And one of them is about not just women, but women and other men and children. And thinking about, I think, especially in American culture, I'm not sure about other places in the world, but I think it happens everywhere, where it's okay for men to express anger as an emotion, but most other emotions aren't okay. So if a woman has an idea, or a girl or a young boy has an idea that's creative and different, or they want to express themselves and it's maybe something you didn't want to hear, instead of punishing them with your words, listen to it and be compassionate. If it's some kind of expression that's not appropriate, of course it needs to be addressed, but basically check yourself to see if you punish women when they express themselves, and learn how to have balanced conversations where you can hear what they're saying and you can address it without being a jerk, without putting them down more. And then the other thing that I think of is, I don't know how to say it other than kind of creating creating a space and an intentionality to hear what women have to say. And it sounds so weird, but time and time again, I hear from other women, and I have experienced myself, being in a room with men where you share an idea, you share something creative in business or strategic, and it's like nobody hears it. You come back to a meeting a week or a month later, and that exact idea comes out of a man's mouth, and it's like this earth-shattering brand new idea, right? So I have men that I work with on a regular basis where it's like I present this idea. 4 months later, it's right. I present the idea, it's shut down. 4 months later, we get to this point where, oh, that thing, we're, this just isn't working. Maybe we should try this, this, and this. And I look at them and I've gotten to a point now where I'm confident enough to say, I presented that to you 4 months ago. And it, why didn't it register? Like, what am I doing? So as a woman, what am I doing that that's not registering in your head? But as a man, what are you doing that my ideas are never as valid as yours? Or my ideas are only valid if they come out of your mouth at a different time. So that's what I think of. Don't punish. And just be a little bit more conscientious of how we work together, how we co-create and collaborate.
Yeah. It makes total sense. To me personally, I think the world needs to increase access for women in to be in the roles of control and leadership. They need to invest in women ideas because in order for us to move further, we have to accept that we need both sides. It's not a fact, but it's commonly known. I'm not agreeing with it, that female are more are emotional beings. So for me, I think it doesn't really matter if they're emotional or anything. They are also needed in the roles of leadership because we need both quality and quantity in leadership. Men can only think for everyone. We need to hear different opinions.
Yeah, I love that. I love that you just said so many people think women are just emotional and can't handle the capacity or whatever that is, right? So it goes back to both. We are humans, therefore we experience emotions. It's just a matter of how you handle them. Are you suppressing and holding on to them and getting sick from that? Or do you express them in a healthy way? Or is it overly expressed, right? I was talking to a few people recently about this exact topic. And this woman said, it's really interesting because I feel like if I'm at work and I start crying, I get looked at really weird. And some men said, well, if I saw someone crying at work, I don't care if it's a man or a woman, it would look either unprofessional or like you need help in some way, shape, or form. Something's going on. So it's not, again, taking it out of a standard for gender or dichotomy in that way. It's just a matter of how do you balance yourself and take care of yourself as a human? Because men could do the same thing, but instead of crying, emotional crying, maybe it's emotional anger and aggression, right?
Yeah. And that commonly leads to things like gender-based violence. Violence against women and kids, and it's not really that good. It's not good at all.
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree.